I'm sitting on a bench next to a large tree on a relatively busy road for the village that I live in. The diesel engine you can hear in the background is an ice cream van. And opposite me is a cottage with a car very similar to the one I own. So if I do post the picture in connection with this audio boo, please don't think that the very pretty thatch roof cottage is mine. It's just a very pretty picture with a beautiful blue sky. And what a lovely day. It's been kind of a weird up and down kind of day. Started with the greatest of intentions to get loads of stuff done. Got heavily involved in playing with Google Plus and conversations and catching up with a little bit of work. And then suddenly realised that I had to go and pay grandmother's bills, who lives in Hinckley, and that it was a good fair few miles across a couple of counties. So jumped on the motorbike and had one of those moments. Beautiful country lanes, amazing scenery, and a lot of speed, as in the bike was going fast. And it's kind of weird to think that you can do, obviously I was within the realms of the law, but you know, imagine you're doing 100 miles an hour on what is effectively an engine with a wheel at each end of it. Going through this wooded, foresty area, this winding, undulating path, I was totally taken to the forests of Endor and Return of the Jedi, which was originally going to be called Revenge of the Jedi, did you know? And you look at those bikes and you just think, this is science fiction. Look at them zipping back and forth and up and down. But honestly, we're not that far away. It's incredible when you think about what we can do. It's incredible to think when you think about what we do. I mean, I really, really should be more aware of my own mortality. There may be some people that would be slightly upset, i.e. family, should I make one slight mistake when riding a really beautiful bike, actually. Got a Triumph Scramble Up 900. But what fun, what joy. And my grandmother was up and down. Down when I got there, really depressed, hates being old, keeps talking about euthanasia. I'm having now watched a documentary. I'm telling her that's the ice cream van. I'm telling her it's 10 grand, and that's kind of putting her off a bit. But because she's got Alzheimer's, we're having the same conversation quite a lot. But then cheered her up. She's got a really dark sense of humour, so we had a good laugh. And we had a bit of a chat. And then her carer arrived, and I haven't seen this carer before. Really seemed like a nice lady. Seemed experienced. And you do worry when you... That's the dog. Come here, dog. And that's the dog lead. The ice cream lady is coming back again. Oh, no. Ice cream man. I think the ice cream lady must have been abducted. He doesn't look Italian. Imposter. Cue ice cream siren, maybe. And, there you go. Is it making you hungry? And it is kind of weird having, having to get care for a relative. I'm so glad she can stay at home, but you do worry. You really do want her to get the absolute best. And she gets visited 3 times a day. And she really puts on a brave face because she's thinking, like, everybody in her family younger than her is pretty much dead. And she's like, what? She keeps saying, why am I still alive? And I keep coming up with different, not particularly helpful or even truthful answers, because she's quite religious, my gran. So I'll say, obviously on a mission, today for some reason I said that there was a guy that looked a little bit like Santa without a red coat who came to me in a dream last night, and she says that might have been God, and she's being serious because she gets visitations sometimes in the night. I call them dreams to her, but she says honestly no, there's people talking to her. And And I said that he said that you've got to make people happy. And that kind of cheered her up for a bit, that she thought she had a mission to make people happy. Because at that particular moment in time, if I'm totally honest, she was making everybody around her a little bit depressed. So I might keep that story going for a bit. Because A, it cheered her up. B, she had a very good go at making me happy. And C, it worked. So I was very glad to leave her in good spirits and meet the carer and jump on the motorbike and take a completely new road home. A new road through areas I'd never driven before, knowing that the compass on my watch was leading me roughly, come on dog, let's go, in the direction of home. And yeah, it took 15 minutes longer than it does if I know where I'm going, but wow, what a ride. Oh, I just want more summer. I want the summer to last at least till January, and I can get more time in between work, in between jobs, to ride. Very liberating, highly recommend it. If you don't have a bike, ask for someone to take you out. Nothing quite like it. I know you've missed me, dog. She's in a bit of a grump, actually. I better take her for a slightly longer walk than I normally do.